catastrophic economic consequences that would last for decades. That's the phrase used by Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner in a letter he sent to Congress. What he's describing is the fallout if the U.S. hits the maximum on its debt ceiling without raising it, which could happen as early as March 31st.
But the new House Speaker, John Boehner, is pushing back, and today at a news conference, he warned that Washington needs to change its spending ways before raising the ceiling. Listen to what he said.
If the House is going to move an increase in the debt limit, I think we have a responsibility to cut spending and to make changes in the process by which we spend the American people's money. I think it would be irresponsible to try to deal with a debt limit without taking corrective action so that we're not facing this each and every year.
This sets the stage for a congressional showdown, and it's going to get ugly. Here to talk about this mess is the editor of Reason.com and a friend of the show, Nick Gillespie. Welcome, Nick.
Thanks for having me.
We won't mention the mustache. Look, we have a debt ceiling for a reason. It's to keep us from misbehaving and spending more money than we have. Is this political posturing? Are they really going to let this thing, are they really not going to extend it?
No. I mean, it will be lifted at some point, but it's also, I think it's absolutely accurate. I agree with John Boehner on virtually nothing. But I think he's right that we need to have a conversation long before the debt ceiling gets hit in March or whenever it's going to be hit, and then every year after that. It's a chronic problem.
Nick, I think you and I agree that what we're going through right now is a charade. Let's put up on the screen, if we might, a chart that shows what the debt ceiling is, $14.3 trillion. Our current debt is about $13.9 close to $14 trillion. So we only have a margin there of about $300 billion. Now, the second screen, which is the important one, we are spending money in excess of what's coming in at $100 billion a month. So in 3 months, we're going to hit that debt ceiling. Now, here's the point we got to make. Even if the Republican Party passed all of the debt cuts, of the spending cuts they're talking about, that would, after yesterday, only be $50 billion for the whole year. So we're going to break through this regardless of the rhetoric from John Boehner.
It's a start, right? Yeah. I mean, you've got to have the conversation, as you say.
I think so. And one of the things that, over the past decade, one of the reasons we have so much debt is because of John Boehner specifically. He pushed No Child Left Behind. He pushed the TARP bailout. He pushed wars in Iraq and Afghanistan. I mean, this guy is responsible for this, and he lobbied for busting the debt limit earlier in the decade. We have a problem where the government has been spending about 20% of GDP for about 50 years. It's been taking in about 18% of GDP for 50 years. That has to come into focus somehow. It has to come into connection. And if it doesn't, we're in trouble.
All right, so Nick, John Boehner's profligate spending notwithstanding, and his pledge to America, which you have declared
a joke.
They're obviously holding out on this debt ceiling thing as leverage.
Right. Yeah.
What should they leverage for?
This is what the Republicans should hold out for is a restriction on a bunch of kind of loose change is laying around in Obama's pet projects. What the Democrats should be looking at, and this is something that the Republicans won't do, they need to say, okay, what are you going to do about defense spending? We're spending, defense spending is about $700 billion a year. It's going to go up to $900 billion a year over the next couple of years, and then it's supposed to taper down. What part of that can we live without? And the fact is that we can live without a lot of it. Federal defense spending under Bush and Obama from 2000 till now went up 71%. Are we 71% better off? Are we 71% more efficient in Afghanistan? No. That needs to be cut. Medicare went up 76%, Social Security 38%. We need to start putting in serious proposals now to reduce that spending, not immediately, because that would be very disruptive, both to capital markets as well as to individual lives. But over the next decade, we have to say, how are we going to bring spending down to 19% from 25% of the economy?
So over that 10-year period, with incremental cuts and various departments,
it would work out to about $130 billion a year.
Which would get us to a balanced budget when?
Yes, in 2020.
Without raising taxes?
That's right. That is assuming the current tax structure, including fixes to the alternative minimum tax, the current Bush tax rates being extended into the future indefinitely. The things that are killing us, among other things, are runaway defense spending and various other types of things, including foreign subsidies, you name it, all of that. Entitlements that were set up for people who had survived the Great Depression. We're in a very different world now. People are living longer, people are living richer. And we need to start making the kind of small, gradual changes in the trajectories so that in 10 years and in 50 years we're
either
not
that or die
I would only
or legalize drugs and then we can all just relax. What we need now is leadership from Obama and from the Republicans as well as the Democrats, because you know they're still in power in the Senate, and we need to have a kind of BRAC style military base closing where we say, look, we have a certain amount of money that we can afford to spend. We know this. We can kind of predict that we'll be around this amount of money. What? How do we rank this? How do we prioritize what we spend on? And do we spend on education? Do we spend on, do we keep repaving roads or digging up sidewalks? Do we pull out of Afghanistan? Do we pull out of Europe, for God's sake, and South Korea? You know, what?
A Reagan Defense Department official just the other day laid out $1 trillion in savings out of the Defense Department. This is somebody from the Reagan Defense Department.
And that's so
clearly
over a decade,
$100 billion a year.
I think is too small. Yeah.
Well, but the point is, it can be done.
Yes.
And your concept of what you call the base closing method,
right,
the concept underlying this debt cushion, if 14 votes had been there for it, then both houses had pledged to at least bring it to the floor. Of course, nobody wanted that down in D.C.,
I think the idea of that, it was a good idea. Obama punted on it because you expect from a leader that he should have been stage managing that, where there was no question that he was going to get that majority and force Congress to at least say yes or no on a plan.
Look, we will continue this, Nick, as the months go forward and as we see this deficit, this yawning deficit continue.
And if not now, in a couple more months, because we'll go through the debt ceiling again.
It's a fun conversation. All right, Nick Gillespie, great conversation. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.